Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show, The Metaphysical World and More. Today, I'm flattered and honored to have this guest on, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's something that doesn't happen very often. So that should even make it more fun. So my guest for today is Don, and Don is the person who makes sure that everybody's program is up and running on time and needs all the things done that should be done. So, Don, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you, Nancy.
Now, I'm going to pick on you a little bit, Don, like I do all my other guests. Is that okay?
You bet.
All right, good. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, Don, and then I will ask you some questions about just you in general.
Well, you mean me as a person or who I am as far as what's around me?
you as a person, how you got, you know, onto doing BBS radio and what prompted all of those kind of things.
Sure. Well, when the veils start coming down, you reach certain triggers during your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I reached enough of those where I really decided to do something about it. My conscious thought got to me. I just didn't feel right. Everything seemed wrong. The world around me seemed wrong. The corruption was wrong. It was rife in all parts of all industries, from state, local, and levels, and on up to the federal levels. I was really disillusioned. Most of us Americans, or people who are American or live here, have been brainwashed to believe they've been free all their lives. And when the veils start to come down on that,
mm-hmm.
and you realize that you really aren't free, you've been manipulated, and everything's been taken from you, that wakes people up in interesting ways. And it woke me up in such a way that the best way for me to do anything was to tell people about it. So we started out as a blog forum,
mm-hmm.
Which was a blog-in service to others. And it was really to start screaming and screaming loudly. And eventually, as internet radio, it was just starting to make its entrance, I figured it might be nice to try something like that with a program or two.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started a couple programs a couple years ago, and that slowly became what we are now.
Now, you have... Do you know about how many different shows you have on BBS?
Sure. We probably right now, I know it says we have 90-something, eight.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have another four more scheduled, so it must be over 100 now, which we'll update the website soon to reflect that. I think it's about 102.
Yeah, because, I mean, I enjoy doing the show with you guys because it's very laid back. It's very easy to do. And I think people who are listening don't have a clue as to what it really takes, Don, for you guys to keep, you know, this station up and running and to get new programs in. So can you maybe tell some of the listeners kind of what it took for you guys to get those main programs on to your internet radio?
Oh, you know, see, that was a toughie, because I started this, and when I started, I really didn't know what anybody else was doing. Really in the dark. So this whole thing came up around me, and I was just a madman behind the wheel. And so I put it together in a very hodgepodge fashion, I guess you would say. So I don't, it might not make sense to anybody, but, when it came to the internet, we just wanted to get the information out there, and so we started creating a bunch of different forums in a bunch of different manners, and there was really no rhyme or reason to any of it. There still isn't. We just are trying to create a media portal, basically a media portal, that will bring media really back to the people, and that's our whole focus is to get away from mainstream media, get people weaned off of that garbage,
mm-hmm.
and let them really be the power of the media, because the people are the media in my opinion. They're the ones seeking the answers, and they're the ones posting the answers on the internet for the world to see. Well, that makes them media,
mm-hmm.
and if we could get it out of mainstream media, it would be in safer hands back to the people. See, it's really empowering the people. Everything we're doing in these new days, I think, as we're dawning into a new age, is really bringing or empowering people, bringing that power back to people, and that's the unification process that's happening as well.
See, and I think that's really important, Don, because like with all the readings that I do, one thing that everybody, and I mean just about everybody, has in common is that they need to figure out who they are, number one, and to get themselves back, which, again, means to empower themselves because, like you said earlier, we've given it up, you know, and I'm a rebel. I've been a rebel all my life. I'm the one who's not afraid to say what I got to say, you know, and I don't care because, you know, I have a voice and I want to be heard, and if people don't want to hear me, all they have to do is say, Nancy, I don't want to hear it, and I won't bother them with it again. However, I am not going to sit back and continue to watch people, you know, have everything stripped away from them, whether they're doing it because they're living in fear or because they've been beaten up so many times with their emotions that they don't know what's the right thing to do or how to do it or whatever the case may be. But I think it's really important that you guys are having, you know, BBS Radio for that purpose, so people can be the ones who make the choices. People can be the ones who say what they need to say.
Thank you.
You know, and it's great that you're allowing it, because most mainstream radio, they won't let you say boo. You know, and I think it's time that it changed. So let me ask you a couple more questions about you, Don.
Sorry, I just turned that other phone off.
Okay. How long have you been doing anything with radio, and not, you know, internet or just out there with radio in general?
You know, I'm new to this. I'm new.
Okay.
Do I know anything about this industry or anything about anything? No.
All right.
I never start an industry I know anything about. I don't get it. It's not exciting. My brother and I have been doing interesting things for years now. And the reason is because it excites us. I mean, really, we love. It's a passion for us to build projects and see them come to life. And one's as easy as the next.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really matter what you get into. If something floats your boat, get into it. And if you want to be an entrepreneur and go for it. Nothing's, you know, there's a lot of interesting roadblocks, of course, but you can, if you don't see them and you don't want to make them into mountains, you can go right through them. Any industry really is fun to start, and this was one that was never planned. It is like a love child, and now it's we're going to move ahead and make it into one of the foremost corporations in the world.
Which, again, is really important, Don, because without you guys doing a station like this, it still is going to leave a lot of people out there who may have something to say, but they don't know quite where to say it or how to say it or where to put it. So to me, it is very important that you guys, you know, are out there. It's important that you're allowing people to do that.
We love the people. I really emphasize that. We love people. It is all. There is no magic. If you can't quite grasp that, there is nothing without people. There isn't this reality. There isn't this space. There is nothing. It's really the spiritual matrix, the people on this planet, and the people you engage that are really, in my opinion, your saviors. They're really, we're all working as one to help each other. So in that respect, we're all saving each other and learning and growing and. You know, a lot of people haven't quite figured that out yet. It's okay. I mean, everybody eventually comes to an understanding of that united aspect of the all. And so we just love people. I mean, we truly want the highest and best good for everybody concerned. And if we can be a part of this new age and see it grow, and see it grow with love and responsibility, which love has as a flavor, I'm certain of it, then, you know, we love to be here. We're going to keep growing, and that's why we're here. We just love people.
And that's really what you're saying, Don, is very, very important. And I really believe that in people's hearts, they do love everybody else.
They do. They don't want to be warring against you or fighting you or killing you and seeing you on the battlefield across from them. They don't want that. I mean, we do know who does.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the soldiers out there, folks.
No. No, it isn't. And unfortunately, we, the people, have allowed things to happen that are very, very aggravating for people like yourself and definitely people like me.
Well, we have, but here's the thing. Have we? Well, in one respect, we have. And in the other respect, we have been hoodwinked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, should that make us angry? No. Anger shouldn't have any part in it. We allowed ourselves to become hoodwinked. So really it is, you're right, we allowed it. But it was done in such a way as it was deceptive. And could we have prevented that had we not had to deal with that form of deception on a massive scale? Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of irks me. That's one sticking point with me that really boggles my mind, that this corruption has been so seated for so long, and we've been living at the mercy of that, and that bothers me. And they've been deceptive about it. So, did we give up our power to them, or did they steal it? Well, metaphysically speaking, you bet we gave it to them. Because
mm-hmm.
we're here now, aren't we?
Right.
So now we just got to take it back.
Right. And I totally agree with that. In fact, Don, I have written another book, and I'm going to get it out. I don't have it out. I have a few things to finish on it, but it's called The What Do You Think Book, Pencil with the Eraser Included, Batteries Not.
I love it.
And the book itself, all it is questions, quotes, and jokes. But it's about every facet of life.
I love it.
And I'm just about done with it. Some of it is pretty intense because, like I said, I'm a rebel and I will say what I think I need to say. But I don't necessarily put a lot of comments on my part in with this book. It's all questions about what we, the people, really should be asking ourselves and coming up with our own answers, because we have been hoodwinked, and I have to agree with that. But at the same time, my opinion is that we've given up that because we don't want to take the responsibility to do anything about it.
Well, correct. And being that all is now, if we take it back, right,
mm-hmm.
and we have our power back, then that's fine. But if we don't take it back right now, then we truly have given it up.
Yeah.
And that's the paradox, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
'Cause we can prevent all that now.
Yeah, now we can. And the more people that realize that, the easier it will be to take it back.
That's right.
Now, also, on BBS, you have many metaphysical shows on there.
Absolutely.
And a lot of them, you know, and I don't get a chance to hear most of them. I've only heard a few of them. Most of them are pretty interesting from what I've heard. But you have just about every kind of metaphysical person on a topic on your station. Is that about true?
You know, a fair bit. There's a few we'd like to get yet, but we just about covered the full spectrum. That's when we added that little tagline on the index page, a full spectrum of awareness, but there are about three more types of programs we'd like to get on there yet. But we're just about where we want to be.
Do you want to tell us what those programs are? Maybe somebody who's listening might be able to do it.
Sure. We would like someone who is a bona fide relationship counselor and not a Dr. Phil, who kind of moved in and
mm-hmm.
now knows something. That's great, but a sexologist, someone who's comfortable and bold. By that I mean she's not going to shy away, or he's not going to shy away from whatever aspect is brought to them, because we're not censored here. And I think there's a lot of issues that we can talk about on internet radio and have fun with, and that involves relationships especially.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to have a relationship counselor, but also that deals with that sexual aspect. Why? Because I want to kill two birds with one stone. And I figure you can get both. They seem to be plenty out there.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing would be to get, and we got our comedian, thank heavens, Sandy.
Okay.
Sandy Seashore. The sister of Polly.
Okay,
she
cool.
has a program coming on with us soon called Happy Hour. So that was filled. We'd like to get a doctor, a homeopathic surgeon. In other words, not just your general surgeon or your regular surgeon or general practice, but an actual surgeon. And he can also be your, you know, a general doctor, but perform surgeries.
Mm.
a surgeon who also is homeopathic, who will take questions all day long. We'll put them on a pretty good-sized program because this is important to people. Someone who can actually answer questions that people always have about their medical-related problems, but from a guy who truly believes in the homeopathic side and would rather give you a natural remedy than anything else. Do you see what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I want the real, I don't, everybody's skewed the other way. Well, let's bring in someone who's qualified in a very heavy way, but we'll take, you know, we'll give you the proper answers before he starts going running off at his mouth with the rest of the American Medical Association.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Yeah, by trade, a long time ago, I was a licensed practical nurse.
Ah.
I quit doing it because I got totally aggravated with the medical profession.
Aggravated? You know, if you aren't aggravated by it by now, whoa.
Yes. And
whoa.
So because of that, I actually turned down, when I was finishing my nurse's training, I turned down a totally, fully paid scholarship to become a psychiatrist.
Wow. Good for you.
I couldn't do it.
And I hear you.
And it's not because I wasn't capable of doing it. It's because I could not go by the rules
exactly.
And the restrictions that they would have done.
Oh.
And I told them that. And they said, but Nancy, do you know what you're turning down? I said, yeah, I know what I'm turning down. I can't do it like you guys wanted. I would be probably ousted out within the first 2 to 6 months because I won't agree with what you guys want.
You know, that reminds me, and nobody's ever heard this story before, but when I was in university, Pacific Lutheran, it was a private university mm-hmm. in Washington, the reason I never stayed there, I was off and on there, I got kicked out about 4 or 5 times, or 4 times, I don't even know, you know, I kept going, my mom, you know, we'd spend a lot of money and go ahead, but eventually I went to a community college for a few years afterwards and learned what I wanted to learn, but in college what irked me so bad is I almost had a full ride because of my sports.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd miss sports practice for a few weeks, and, you know, they were kind of concerned.
mm-hmm.
And I finally went there and met the coach. And he was so pissed the day he met me. Because I was already late, and he met me right out front of one of the buildings around the cafeteria, and he was angry as a hornet. And he told me that my life and everything, the reason I was there is because of the scholarship, and that the whole thing had to be around what we did as far as wrestling. That was the deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I got such a hypocritical view of college. I mean, a pretty boiling one at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I was angry.
I bet.
And, I just can't stand hypocrisy. I can't stand it. And I can't be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's been probably not a wise thing all my life, but it's definitely got me into interesting situations.
Actually, it is a wise thing, Don, because if you would have followed the way they wanted you to follow it, you would not experience the things that you've experienced, nor would you have the right outlook on it.
Right. I told them where to go.
I did, too.
And I dropped the scholarship and ended up having my folks had to pay even more money. And believe me, because it was almost a full scholarship, and they were quite miffed as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wouldn't do it.
Well, see, every week when I was in nurse's training, my training was 18 months. As a practical nurse at that time, it was 18 months. Now,
yeah.
You don't get it. At training at all, you get a CNA or a CNS, which is only like, you know, a few months, and you don't even get to do a patient.
Yeah.
But every week, I was taken down to that dean's office at least once or twice, every week.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And every week they would threaten to throw me out. And I was a straight-A student, and I never opened a book. And I said to them, I said, go right ahead. If you think that I'm not doing what I need to do, then you throw me out. I don't care. I will find something else to do.
Exactly.
You know, and so they threatened me, and they threatened me. But it still didn't work. I mean, I got into it with doctors, my pharmacology instructor. She was going to cut my hair one day. Because I had a little piece of my hair on my collar. When I was in training, you couldn't have any hair on your collar, and I had long hair. She came up with a pair of scissors. I said, I'm going to tell you right now, you touch my hair and I'm going to deck you.
Yeah.
Man, I was down to that counselor so quick, and I said, look, she has no right to do that, first of all. I said, she can ask me to take it off my collar, she can tell me to keep it up, or it has to be cut. But she has no right to come with me at a pair of scissors. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to deal with that. So I'm like you, Don. I was like really a rebel, but I finished the training because I thought, well, you know, I'm being paid to go, so I at least owe them the time that I was there. But when I turned down the Fulbright scholarship to become a psychiatrist, everybody around me goes, Nancy, you've got to be absolutely nuts. I said, no, I'm really not. I said, please, give it to somebody else who's going to enjoy it, somebody else who's going to follow your rules. I just can't do that. And so I didn't take it, and I don't regret it either.
Oh, you know, it's funny. If people don't think this is a reality on, because the educational system is like everything else. There's a few key areas where they want to have absolute control. And one of those is what goes out as far as education. You can see how it's manipulated just by a lot of the commercials that are always these small-time colleges. And they're always saying, get your paralegal, your accounting, mm-hmm. your criminal justice, your medical, you know, always these key areas where mm-hmm. it's, you see what I mean? The accounting,
yeah.
criminal justice, legal, pharmacy, medical billing, you know, business, the key areas that they try to control. And then they promote you to get involved in these industries,
mm-hmm.
Like nursing and so on.
Right.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like lead the horse to water.
Yep, and they think that that's good.
And they think it's water.
Yep, and I'm just totally in agreement with you, Don. I think that we're looking at things totally backwards here, and it is time for us to look at it full-faced instead of turning our backs and running away from
yep.
it.
Yep, we got to wake up. It's a physical thing. It's a spiritual thing. We know that because, oh, you know, when the earth changes from a constant to a variable,
mm-hmm.
because of its resonance, right, vibration,
uh-huh.
well, then you got to know things are changing, too. I mean, you would think so. So that, to me, is like the biggest indicator yet that we can say that really things aren't quite as they appear, and it's changing up, and there is a spiritual, highly evolutionary, I think, process going on right now. I don't know why I believe that. I mean, there's so many facts to prove it, to be quite honest,
mm-hmm.
that I just believe it with every fiber of my being. And I can go into a lot of those facts, too, but really it's science and how science shows the interconnectivity of everything, even on a quantum level in some of those experiments.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Truly amazing. You have a caller, by the way.
Oh, well, we can take the caller. Maybe they want to add a little comment.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Did I reach the BBS show?
I don't know why I believe that. I mean,
can you speak English? Because I can't. Hello?
I was calling the BBS broadcast. I think I've dialed
wrong. No, you don't. You've got BBS.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And my name is Nancy, and I am interviewing Don. Do you have a question?
Well, Nancy, I just wanted to, I was listening to you guys, and you're great, by the way, and about his desire to bring on some other people. I don't know one that exactly fits the criteria he was saying, but often I've thought there is a website or a naturopath, Dr. Mirajah McCain,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know whether you guys ask them to come on the show or whether they have to ask you they'd like to be on. But I thought it was somebody who would be a very interesting. She's a wonderful person, very outspoken, very
great.
True to her convictions.
Yeah, I would like to interview her on my show. So if you have her name or phone number, I will give
it's
you my...
It's herbalhealer.com.
Spell it for me because I'm having static here.
Yeah.
H-E-R-B-A-L, healer, H-E-A-L-E-R.
Okay.
.com.
And her name is?
Dr. Mirajah, Mirajah McCain, M-C. Excuse me, just one second. I'm sorry, let me.
It's because you have your internet on or your radio.
Yeah, I was
on.
Trying to turn it off. Yes, it is. Pardon me. Mirajah McCain, M-C-C-A-I-N.
Okay.
I thought I had it off and it wasn't.
And she's.
Well, thank you.
She's an herbal healer.
She's a naturopath. She has a she teaches herbology. She's just a very like one of you guys said about Dr. Bell one time. She walks her talk.
That's good.
And no, she's outstanding.
Good. No, since I have her website, I will look it up, and if her phone number is on there, by all means, we'll give her a call. We'll get her on the show.
There is a call-in number, too. It's usually for orders, but I'm sure it would work for talking with her as well. It's 870-269-4177.
Okay.
And she's one of these wonderful people from Arkansas.
Great. Sounds good.
But I just thought that it might be somebody you guys would be very interested, at least in having as a guest, if not perhaps even as a show at some point.
Well, what we do, maybe we'll have her as a guest, and then we'll let her decide if she wants to have her own show.
That would be terrific.
All right, sounds great. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for your time, and keep on talking.
Without a doubt.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. So, Don, I'm going to give back to you now.
Yes.
Now, do you think that you're psychic, Don?
Absolutely. Psychic to the bone, baby.
And can you tell people of some of the experiences that you may have had? Because I'm sure people like to hear that.
Oh, you've got another caller.
Saved by the bell.
All right. You want me to put them on?
Oh, sure.
There we go.
Hello?
Yes, I have a question.
Okay. Hello?
Oh, yes, yes. Is this the show?
Yes, it is.
Okay, is this the one about programming?
A little bit.
Yeah, well, I was calling because I want to know when you all are going to run BBS shows all night long, one. And two, I wish you would get better bumper music because you do really spiritual shows, and a lot of times I think the music can be very harsh and not of the highest order.
Okay.
So I love BBS. I love it, but you need to go all night, and you need to get better music.
Okay, I'm going to let Don answer that question for you.
Okay.
So, Don, can you answer that one?
Because
I can't.
Sure. Well, right now, our music's going to change up significantly. We have a whole new development in the works for that. But until then, you've got our LA office determining what music gets played and what doesn't, and I'm not involved in that process. They try to take a variety, from what I understand, and they get a lot of CDs from a lot of different bands, but they pick and they're selective and they make the choices. I really have not had any say in the music. However, that's all changing anyways here soon. But thank you for noting that.
And do go 24 hours a day.
We do with the music. We run 12-hour programming. You know, it starts at station 1, station 2, and sometimes station 3, but it's usually a 12-hour spread. Now, are we going to jump to 24? Yes. We're about to grow massively. We've had over 800 people desirous of hosting on our network that we are going to be getting back to. A lot of emails. Tons of them. And
well,
we want to grow it.
I just want to know, why do you have three stations? I mean,
I
find that kind of problematic.
Because, again, it's bringing media back to the people. And we want to be original. We don't restream people. We don't restream other programming. We originally produce all the programming, and we want to do the same with a reportership, news media. And really, it's about empowering the people, bringing it all back to the people. It's not a select few. You see, radio has been such a prestigious thing for the select few for so long that's what's got us into the pickle we're in now. I'm about changing everything, and that's one of the things we are going to change.
Namaste.
Thank you for your question.
A lot of times, I'm sure, Don, a lot of times people wonder why, you know, the station may do certain things or may not do certain things. Again, I don't think that they really fully understand what all goes into creating a station like you have, and that things just don't get to change overnight because there's a process.
You bet there is. If you even want to start another schedule, if we said yes today, it would be at least 5 months out, 6 months out, maybe even longer. I mean, things just don't move that fast.
Yes, yeah, and again, I think it's important that the people who are listening, because, you know, I know that it can be pretty frustrating sometimes for people who may want to see a certain show on, or they may want to have a certain thing redone, or like she's talking about 24-hour, you know, broadcasting. And all that's great, and it really will be great. But they've got to understand that everything really does take time, because you can't just say, okay, we're going to do this, and zap, it's there the next day.
Yeah. Well, you need to hire people and then more equipment, and it can lead to a pretty sizable sum of money.
Mm-hmm. And that, everything leads to a pretty sizable sum of money.
It's unfortunate that the world is dominated by an energy and an economic system put in place by people of ill repute, but we have to deal with it.
Yep, and we're actually going to deal with it better in the long run anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to you, and I'm going to ask you again, before we get another call maybe, you know, talk a little bit about some of your own psychic experiences that you've had.
Well, I've actually been I've had a little bit of everything. You know, when somebody says I've experienced electronic voice projection, well, I've done that many times. If someone says I've experienced out of body, I would say, well, I've done that. If someone says, well, I've had telepathic messages put right into my head, no mistaking it, I can say, yeah, I've had that. If somebody says I've seen a UFO up close and the lights, and I'd say, yeah, I've seen that. If someone says I've seen various shapes and balls and glowing and movement, I'd say, yeah, I've seen that. Have UFOs danced in the sky for me and done hoops and answered questions? And yeah, I've done that. If people say, can you channel? Yeah, I've done that. If people say, you channel in writing? Yeah, I've done that. You see, but have I done them many times? No. If I try to repeat, it's almost like they want me to know everything once, but if I try to duplicate, it's so spontaneous when these things happen, folks. There's no rhyme or reason, no real magic to it. I don't know why it's occurred. Don't know. I honestly don't get it. I mean, I try, and there, you know, I meditate a lot, so, you know, I think I have an understanding to it, but I'm no wizard. And I would rather remain the master student for a while before I take on anything to do with becoming the master teacher. So it's just so much I don't know, but I've been able to experience it all. I could go into almost all the experiences. They're usually pretty profound.
I think a lot of people, Don, have had different experiences. Maybe not all of them, but different ones. But
yeah.
For some reason, I think that their logic brain tends to try to debunk it or make it kind of logically fit. And anything dealing with psychic metaphysical stuff is never logical.
Well, you know, that's true. But, you know, when things happen that before your very eyes,
mm-hmm.
And there's actual physical changes that occur to a lot of this, then there's really no doubting it.
Right.
The question remains as to what does it mean? Right? For you, anyways.
Mm-hmm.
For the experiencer. So, yeah, I truly believe that a lot of that is because there's so much coming.
Oh, yeah.
And people are going to have their triggers, and many different beautiful situations are going to unfold for humanity. We're going to be part of the galactic family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to start before or around 2012. The reason I say that, and I think before then, but during that time really is when you are a part of that galactic brotherhood once again.
Right.
And that's what a big part of that, the document, well, I can't call it documentation, but ancient documents allude to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that changes things up a bit. Many people are starting to take photographs of things that are paranormal, from orbs to all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting to talk about extraterrestrials, now inner Earth treks, more and more of that's coming out, and what the inner Earth is all about, and are they cave systems where people have moved into, or are they holes in the poles?
Mm-hmm.
But humanity is now going to become a part of, they're going to see a part of this magic, the mystical nature that's remained hidden from them. It's going to be beautiful.
It's going to be really. It's going to be very beautiful. I since I was a child, had been told through my angels that most of this will be starting during 2010, and it will continue on for probably about 50 years or whatever, or 40 years. But people will start to see different things starting in 2010. Not that everything is going to change that quickly, but there will be changes that people cannot sit there and go, no, I didn't see that anymore.
Well, you know, here's the part that's been really interesting for me. I would almost call this they're natural miracles. In other words, when you see them, it's almost like synchronicities. You'll be noticing many more synchronicities in your life, numbers on digital clocks, and the synchronicities will start to appear, be more apparent. But the thing about that is you're really watching natural miracles. And by the time the energy continues to move and increase as it has been, it's almost going to seem naturally miraculous.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I try to ask what that means, you know, because that's what they tell me, that's the feelings I get.
Okay.
And it doesn't make me happy because I want to see the fireworks. You know, and I believe mankind's worth it.
Uh-huh.
So I'm still trying to, in my own meditations, and it takes me almost 2 hours to get to a place where I can even start asking these questions and knowing that it's... No, I don't want to go into it. It just takes me a while to get into that kind of a place.
Mm-hmm.
And those sorts of answers, I can get answers to so many things that I wouldn't ever know.
Mm-hmm.
But those answers are elusive to me because I maybe don't want to know the answers. I don't know. But I would have to say what people are going to see is going to be naturally miraculous. I would like it to be more than that. I would like to say that things are just going to be humming and swirling around them, and they're going to be seeing green men in front of them pop out and go, hey. But it's, you know, there's comfort levels that need to be achieved throughout this matrix, this energy that we have as one energy. And so it's going to be an interesting unfoldment. I don't know what it all means.
Mm-hmm.
But look at it this way. 20 years ago, you walked down the road, maybe shook your neighbor's hand, you're pretty safe back then, or 30 years ago. Now look today, and look at what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Look at what we're talking about. Go to a bookstore and notice that most of the shelves in the bookstore, most of the racks are now spiritual or modern age thought.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? I mean, it's massive the amount of change we're all going through in the earth and everything, so... What's going to happen? Because it's accelerating.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what all that means.
A lot of people, even people who are the highest in their minds, metaphysical part of everything, they don't quite know all the answers either. They get some of the glimpses that you've gotten, Don. They understand that there's changes coming. They understand that they still have to do their part, and everybody else does too. You know, and they're trying to get people to get their spiritual consciousness a lot higher. And so you're seeing more books out there now. You're seeing more people accept it now. You know, 20 years ago, they couldn't have done it because
exactly. It
just wouldn't have worked. So, you know, we have done some growing. You know, I don't think it's been quick enough, but we have done some, so we have to give ourselves credit for that. But the best is really yet to come. And at the same time, from what I've seen in my visions, there's going to be a lot of people that don't make it. You know, because of the different changes that are coming, the different earth changes, especially that are going to be happening during these next, you know, 20, 30 years. And yet, I know everybody knows this inside them, but I don't know if they're afraid to try to get in touch with that part of the knowing, or they don't want to know that they know. You know, because again, if you know you know, then you got to take responsibility. And we're very lax in that department as far as I can see. Most people here are taking responsibility. But there's going to be a lot of changes, and people really need to start to get ready. So all of those books that are out there, all of those spiritual books, all those things, as many of them as you can pick up and take a look at and try to relate to or understand, actually is going to help everybody out.
You know, I say we're in a time period of change. Mother Earth's showing us that. So if people, if they can learn to accept that and... Really, you're right, they have to, you know, it's all about change.
Mm-hmm.
So what's coming is going to be change, and I think it is going to be in a geological way,
mm-hmm.
You know, I think it is going to have some impact on Mother Earth. I think we are going to see some Earth changes. I don't think they're going to be globally catastrophic in any way. I think they're going to be gentle enough, but it is going to cause a lot of loss of life, especially for the people that, you know, don't follow their gut, and people that are living in dangerous situations, dangerous areas. I think there is going to be definite earth changes coming. I don't know what that means.
Well, Edgar Cayce, a long time ago, he had channeled some, well, he always channeled a lot of good information, but he did channel a couple of maps that people drew while he was channeling. And I never really saw those maps for a long time because I didn't know about them, even though I knew about Edgar Cayce.
You got a caller.
Okay, let's take the caller. Hello?
Hi. Is that a question?
Do you have a question? This is Nancy.
Yes.
Go ahead. Can I have your name, please?
Sure. My name is Jean.
Okay.
And Donna's talking about the orbs, and I was doing a meditation last week, and I saw all these little, like, orbs. Well, all these little orbs, and they were dancing around, and then I could see little faces around them. And today I went to my grandson's birthday party, and I took a bunch of pictures, and there were all these different orbs in the pictures.
Good.
And they were little and big, all different sizes, and they were in most of the pictures. They weren't in all of them, but they were in different spots and above different people. And
isn't that beautiful? You know, it's because the Earth has changed her vibration enough that the overlapping between the vibrations, the higher vibrations, and all those on Earth are overlapping. So much of this is now really more apparent now to the visual spectrum, including, really, because you're raising in frequency. See, Earth is going up and people are going up. So that invisible spectrum, a portion of that is now becoming visible, even to the digital cameras and to your eyes, and it'll continue to get that way, I believe.
Yeah, it was wonderful to see. They were all little white orbs, white orbs, except for one had pink around it, around the outside.
Oh, beautiful.
That's neat. A lot of times when you take pictures around kids, especially today, you'll get a lot of orbs because their energy, the kids' energies, are so much at a higher frequency than ours are.
Yes, and this is a four-year-old's birthday party, so...
So there was probably a whole bunch of them. That's great.
Yes.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. And
thank you.
Your show is wonderful. And, Don, we all love you.
Oh,
and
we love you, too. Thank you.
Keep up the great work. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
That was cute.
Thank you.
Do we have another caller? We don't.
Not right now.
Okay, good. Because I want you, and it's up to you, but I would
I
like...
I want you too, baby.
Ooh, wait till I come out there. No. I would like you to tell the people a little bit about your UFO experience, if you can.
Which one?
Well, anyone that you want, because a lot of people today are really interested in, you know, the fact that they are around.
Sure.
And yet our government keeps trying to tell us that they're not.
Sure, they're here, folks. I've been witness to them so often, in so many different ways, from big balls of light in the sky coming fairly close, and then you mentally make contact with it, but it's not saying anything to you. It's not like it's saying, oh, hi, I'm there. You just send up the thought, and you ask a question, and it does this. We do have a caller.
Okay. Hello?
Hi, I had a question for Don.
Okay, but can I have your name first?
My name's Sherry.
Sherry, and what's your question?
I've missed shows that I really wanted to listen to, and as far as I could figure out, there is no way to find an archive and listen to it. I hope I'm wrong. But is that available, and if it's not, will it be?
Okay. Now, Don, are you still there?
Yeah.
Did you hear her question?
Yeah, yeah. All you have to do is click on Archives, click on the show, and you'll find it.
Oh, wonderful. Archives.
Yeah, we have an archive link.
But it takes, like, with the show, like right now, Don, with us doing this show, it's going to be up by midnight?
Correct.
Or,
it'll be up by about midnight.
Oh, okay.
And then you just click on Archives, click on Nancy's Metaphysical World and more. You'll see your picture.
Okay.
And then you'll see the file there.
Yeah,
okay.
or anybody that you're interested in seeing their show, it all works the same, right, Don?
Mostly. I mean, we do have a few glitches here and there, but that's because the show's misstarting and so on. Then we have to handle them manually. And we're getting a system. I mean, all the software and everything works perfectly, yeah, but it's a work in progress.
You know, I just want to make a comment about work in progress, which is that I get confused looking at the website page because there's so much information all on one long thing that I'd love to suggest, I don't know, simplifying it a little bit. I'm sure, like, once I get to know it, it'll be clear to me what I'm doing, but there's a lot of
right,
information.
Right, and there's tons more coming. That's the thing. I mean, wow, there is a lot of information. Now, we're going to probably have it all redesigned by professionals and databasing and everything, but I just am not competent to do that form of coding.
Yeah.
And nor is anybody who works with me at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Except for one, but one guy's not going to cut it.
Mm-hmm. That's a big project.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing it to fruition.
Oh, love it. Thank you.
Sure. Bye.
Bye now. Okay, now, Don, let's go back to your UFO thing.
Sure.
Because, again, here's my thought of UFO. The government says that there are no UFOs, and they're not necessarily lying because they're not unidentified objects. They're actually identified.
Yeah, but see, the deception and the lies go way beyond that. When they basically have stated that there's no such thing, or the reports show that there is nothing unidentified here except for maybe... I mean, it just goes... The lies and deceit on that have been massive.
Mm-hmm.
So, whether they're not really lying or lying, they're truly lying.
They're lying, I know. I'm trying to be nice to them.
Yeah.
I don't know why. The other thing, Don, when you had the UFO experience, the very first one, do you remember how old you were?
You know, I don't. I can remember the first one I had that I'll remember. I mean, there was one about 12 years ago, and I don't know whether that was one or the other, and I don't want, that's a long story. But, having them flash, most of them started about 3.5 years ago. And then they just, I mean, they've done it all for me. I'm tracing symbols in the sky, to coming on cue, to hitting me with something,
mm-hmm.
And causing me to see a lot of images, to creating a body crash in my wife when she saw, you know, she came out into the same energy field, and mm-hmm. it really played havoc on her, to seeing them... send light down to the ground, flashing light in different ways, maybe right down, and then hearing the metallic clicks of the entities, only in an exacting position, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, just having them show themselves right over you invisibly when it's massive clouds, like massive clouds, and then you're looking up and you say, but how would I see? Because you're mentally, somehow I was mentally connected. And I said, and I was asking them, how can I see you, or how can you remain invisible in these clouds, and I could still see you? And immediately the clouds parted to form the shape of a ship, and I could see all the stars. But everything else was absolutely clouded. Well, I asked them to show me different ships, and eventually the clouds would go back, and then instantly a different form would appear, and then go back, and, I mean, right over my head. And then the lights went off in the clouds, and it was really interesting. I mean, they really wanted somehow, I guess, to convince me that they were here, they have these capabilities, but am I able to see them on cue and go out there and call them down like a prophet? No. Have they done that once? Come on cue for me? Yes. Did it for my wife on 999. It was beautiful. I think she became the true believer at that point. But have they ever done anything since then on that? No. I've had a lot of, I don't know if these would be out of body per se. I guess in some instances they would. Where I've somehow connected with them and brought one down where I could visually see it. And then others, at times, you just connect with something. You can see images of variations of life. And sometimes they send thoughts or boot you out of the ship, or you can't penetrate into it, which has happened. All sorts of weird things. Now, UFOs are not uncommon. I mean, if you really want to see one, show an effort, they'll show you.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
So do you think you've ever been abducted?
I believe that I've been probably taken for periods of time I don't know about, yes.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people.
I would...
Go ahead.
Sorry. I would have to say nothing would ever be a bad experience in any shape, way, or form that I could remember.
Mm-hmm.
As bad.
There have been, like, a lot of people who have actually been abducted, even from...
But I don't think I've been that. You know, maybe once or twice could it possibly have been. I don't know if they would... You know, I don't think I'm an abductee, per se.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The other thing, when you're doing your meditations, Don, you said it usually takes you a couple hours.
If I want to communicate in a very... almost you have to change yourself at a cellular level. I can't explain it all unless you're there with me, maybe. But on a cellular level, you become energy. You really do. You somehow, in your meditation, realize you're that energy, and you take it into the thought and beyond, and you're that energy. And in some ways, I guess, you connect up with other energies, and you know it's not you because they're telling you things you don't know. They're singing songs you can't understand, or all of a sudden they're singing songs that are just volumes of songs with all these words, and you're thinking that's the coolest thing you ever heard. To times when they're telling you things of various events or understandings or just to show you love.
to show you
different type of realities of energy, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I really think they are trying to show love. I just think that sometimes as a human being we're not quite sure of what that is, and when we're not sure of something it usually tends to make us afraid or we start to fear it.
People tend to fear the things they can't understand. Really, how can an eternal being ultimately fear anything?
Mm-hmm.
When, you know, I mean, it's up to you. Separation all begins with that kind of a fear.
Mm-hmm.
And those are things that all of us have to work through. Once you work through them all, it gets a lot easier.
Right, and I think that's true. I think people just are kind of a little lazy in working through some things sometimes.
Well, exactly.
You know, again, it takes a little bit of time, takes a little bit of energy to do that, and I think people think that they're just too caught up with everyday processing of everything, but
yeah, exactly.
they're going to find out that everyday processing of stuff is going to be changing because they're still going to have to make a choice and decision coming up very soon.
Exactly.
You know,
well, they probably made it if they haven't by now. You know, they will. I mean, there's so many people waking up so fast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so proud of you and the rest of the people out there and ourselves, because whatever we're doing is working, and it's working on a global and a massive scale. And otherwise, things wouldn't be as chaotic as they are now.
That's true. I have one other question to ask you probably before we're going to go off air. And I just, it's an opinion question, actually. And that's about these kids that are here on Earth today. I have a very hard time, and anybody who knows me knows this, I have a very hard time with all the labels that they are giving to these kids. So they're called indigo children, they're called crystal children, they're called rainbow children. But they're actually categorized as ADD, ADHD, or behavioral problems.
Right.
I have a hard time believing...
Or bipolar, don't forget that. That's the
biggie. And bipolar.
Oh, yeah, that's the biggie.
I have a really hard time believing that we have all of that with these kids.
Yeah, remember, if you can't, first you got it because we're human. They want to give it a label.
Right.
Make it separate and call it something, and then put some statistics and thoughts behind it and give it a definition, and now Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
It's creating something out of nothing so easy. I've never seen an institution do that so fast to so many people, but they've done it in so many different ways.
Yep.
And then bombard you on the TV just to make sure that you can go ask your doctor about everything they offer, because it's all going to be right for you. And, it's maddening, but, that's the way. You got to remember, big pharma and big energy companies at the top and the bankers and the cartel are really organized crime.
Mm-hmm.
And this is by design. It's unfortunate, but the bottom line is money to them and power. More power than money, really. It's a sick perversion. And it's really a part of dementia. Demented.
Mm-hmm.
It's demented. And it's unfortunate, but we live with it. And here's my son. You were talking about these children these days. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? What's your name?
What's your name?
John.
John, how old are you, John?
Eight.
What do you think of your dad? Aren't you proud of him?
Yes.
I bet he's just as proud of you, too.
Mm-hmm.
I had headphones, headset on, and he was trying to hear it, and he heard it from about a foot away.
That's cool. He sounds like a really cute kid.
He is. He's my oldest boy, and I love him. But it's the children today that make things happen, and that's because we love them that much. We want to make sure it's a beautiful world.
Mm-hmm. And that's all true. And you know what, Don? We have 4 minutes before we're done, but we really have to be done so you can get everything set up for the next show.
Yes.
I would like to really thank you for being on the show. It's actually been a pleasure, and it's been really a lot of good talking.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Nancy, thank you.
You're very welcome. And I'd like to thank all the listeners, because I like the calls that came in. You know, it helps us to figure out what we want to do or not do. And may God bless all of you. Have a very great week, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye now.